on our heart, and I believe it'll be good for us. I think sometimes till we have trouble in our life, we don't recognize how great God is. And if you've been saved any length of time, you kind of forget, not full time, but you kind of forget how great God is and what God done for you. The brother there said, I believe he said he had pulled 3 years in prison. So he recognized how great it is to be out for Christmas. To be able to sit down with family and just ask a blessing over if it's just a biscuit and a cup of coffee. We take so much for granted. Let's listen to what the Word of God says. And my health this year, I visited a girl and we used to stay all night in their home. I knew their mom and daddy and raised up with her brothers. Visited her home, and a little younger than I am, but when you sit there and talk to her, and she said, Bill, do you see that crawling up the wall? She said to her husband there, she said, there's something crawling up the sides of your head. And as far as I know, the lady's never done no drugs, no alcohol, nothing that I've ever known about. So there's a lot of people out there that's got a problem. Amen. And there's mental blocks coming that we don't understand. And I promise any of us there's nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ can help it. Amen. Nothing can fix what's in our mind except the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we're totally out of our mind, our heart can't get right. We've got to know the convicting power of God. So the devil knows all this. So why? It's not been many years ago that marijuana wasn't even in America. It ain't been many, many years ago, just a short time, that crack and all of these things that's come in, meth, heroin, speed, and all these things that's come in wasn't here a while back. And then we wonder what happened to the church. The church people had to help bring it in. Hello? The church people is having to help hold up what's here today. The church needs to be upholding the church. Amen. Not the world, but the church. The church people have got to vote it in the liquor store in Dobson. Amen. So why are we not shouting today? Why are we not getting saved today? We voted God out and voted the world in. Let's read 2nd chapter of Colossians. And he said, first verse, For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Paul said, here I am troubled. He said, conflict that I have for you, even for these people that have never seen me in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of our Christ. And the mystery of God, as Scofield gives it, is Christ incarnated, the fullness of the Godhead and all the divine wisdom and knowledge for the redemption and reconciliation of man. So Paul was sitting back in a great conflict, matter of fact, sitting in prison, and his heart was tore out, amen, for the Colossian church, amen, for the people of Laodicea, and for the many places in that he had been through, and these had never seen his face. But he got word, amen, that the gospel of Jesus Christ had got there, and we're not concerned about our local churches today, whether the grace of God and the local church's understanding of the saving and the keeping grace of Almighty God and the acknowledgement and the understanding of God. And I believe that we sit in church for days and weeks and years, amen, and we don't understand how great God is and what a God can do for us. us and how God can take care of this old body. God made this old body, and God is able to save this old body, and God is able to keep this old body. And my God is big enough, amen, to give me health, amen. And if I'm in trouble, my God is bigger than any of my troubles. And if I think things at home just can't be taken care of, my God can take care of the troubles at home. God can take care of the breakdowns that we have in our house and in our cars and the different things that happen. I couldn't stop and tell you all. Some of you wouldn't even believe what happened to us this week. Just sitting in a parking lot, I jerked out my jumper cables and I sat with the hood up. And here come Josh Slate. Y'all know Josh Slate? He pulled up. He said, "Bill, you having problems?" Pretty obvious. Had jumper cables out. Can I tell you something today? Honey, you got some problems. You need to put your... Ooh, glory be unto God. You need to put your jumper cables out and let somebody jump you off. Amen. You've got winking spirit. Your old batteries run down. Your lights won't run. Your body won't crank up. You need to get out, glory to God, and hang your jumper cables there and just wait for somebody to come by. Old Josh come by in that old big high-rise pickup. I had to look up at him. He called me Bill. He said, "You don't know who I am." I said, "I don't know." And he pulled that cap back. I said, "Yeah, I know. I know who you are. I got help, glory to God." And I could tell you something else, and I'm going to stop on that. But what God can do, amen, if you'll just serve God. I look back on it, honey, and just rejoice. And that's just things. But I'm telling you, there's somebody here today that's down and discouraged that needs a little boost. Amen, that needs a little jump. There's somebody here that's got a hot post, amen, a hotline to the glory of God that can give you a little boost, amen, that'll jar your shoulder. It'll jar your every being. Amen. Glory to God. He'll take care of your anger. It'll make your pain just a little bit better. Glory to God. There's somebody here can help you, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that He can use His people. Sister, good to see you in church. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God. You know why I come when I feel bad? You know when I come after operation? And you know why I come? It ain't always for Bill. It's for somebody else. I might be hopped up enough, amen, through my troubles and trials to jump somebody else off. But you know, I may come down and out of heart. You've been out of heart, ain't you, brother? I bet he sat over there on the Nile River up there in North Egypt, glory to God, and he said, "There ain't nobody in America cares about me. Here I am. I ain't got an open door. My food ain't what it needs to be." How about it, sister? Sometimes it gets discouraging. I'm glad, glory to God, God will send the Moses about to give us a little boost, amen, to jump us off, amen, and get us, glory to God, back on the firing line for Jesus. You can stop. It's the little things in life that changes my life. It's the little things in life that makes me what I am today. The big things don't make a lot of difference, honey. But I look down life's road and see what the devil has offered me and what the devil done to me and what he's still trying to do to my family. But glory to God, then I look at the little things that God just touches and says, "Bill, keep on. I'll daily load you with benefits. I'll take care of whatever your need is. I'll take care of you." He said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will be there for you. I'll take care of you." And the third verse said, "In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." And this is the verse God laid on my heart. And the fourth verse said, "And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words." And do you know what beguile means? And I've probably preached this before and may do it again if I live a little while longer. But it's to cheat you, amen, and to deceive you. And I'm going to tell you something today. There's more cheating, there's more deceiving going on today. Even in our churches, honey. There's too many hirelings. There's people that don't have a heart for what God has done. There's people that don't care about what's going on in the church. Don't matter if the church falls. I'm going to tell you, it's a crying shame, honey. Glory to God, when we got to lay out a church to play Christmas. Amen. Larry brought it out heavily, but it's a crying shame. Glory to God. I'm glad we can be here at the house of God. Amen. Glory to God. The day after Christmas. I'm glad that the presence of the Almighty God, the presence that He gave to me, the Lord Jesus Christ. But Satan has beguiled us. Satan has cheated us out of the blessings of life. Satan has cheated us out of our testimonies. We've dabbled just enough in the world, honey, until we've lost our testimony. We've lost our shout. We've lost the joy of our salvation. We've lost the vision, glory to God, that mankind is perishing and dying and going to a devil's hell. We've lost the vision of how great our God is and what God has done, amen, for an old sinner like me, and what God will do for another sinner that's out there if we'll turn our life over to Him. Glory to God, God can do in Terry's life. We've got a God that can reach out into his family. Many, many times God has spared Taylor that probably she should have been hurled out into eternity. But because the people of God prayed, Mount Vernon prayed, and the neighbors prayed, God said, we're not going to let her go yet. I'm glad for the people that prayed for this old boy. Some I didn't even know, but I'm glad they prayed and prayed and prayed and didn't give up. Those that sat back, the old hypocrites, and said he's going to be just like his daddy. He'll probably die drunk. He'll never straighten up. I'm glad they lost the battle. Glory to God. And the people of God prayed the power down. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm glad we're not losers. And if you think you're losing today, step up one more notch and begin to pray to a God that's able to take care of our every need. I know my son would have been dead and in hell today. He's 58 and in jail, but he's still got a chance. Ought to be saved, glory to God. Ought to give his life to God. Honey, can I tell you something today? There's hope in Jesus Christ. Glory to God. We need to keep praying. Church, we can see the church grow if we'll keep lifting up the name of Jesus. Got the old call out of prison in Raleigh this morning, and Jimmy said, My cancer is down to 0.03, and it was stage 4. Amen. He said, you know, I might live to get out of here. Scotty called me one day and he said, I'm with a man that's been in here since he's 18 years old, and he's 60 some now. Amen. Pulling 55 years. I'm glad, glory to God, God spared me, Avery, from jail. God let me come out and enjoy the church. God spared me, sis, from a heart attack. Said, go finish your work. You know what my work is? Amen. To jump somebody off. Amen. Somebody that's in trouble. Give them a little boost. If you think God can't help you, just come around and let me tell you. He will pick you up. I'm glad, glory to God. The devil told me it couldn't happen. He said, you can never live a Christian life. You can never quit alcohol. You'll be a backslider and a hypocrite. Don't you join up for no church. Don't testify the saving grace of God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Woo. Ain't he good? Jesus said when he was here, he was the light of the world. They didn't like that. He said, I'm going to go away and you're the light of the world. And they don't like that. Shouting makes church members mad. But true children of God, they love it. Church members ain't going to wash feet. The true children of God are. Church members ain't going to go in the crack house and the floors covered in niceness, filth, dirty paper plates, newspapers, dirty diapers and pop cans. But a child of God will. How do I know that? There's a man called Jesus, and I don't know how he got into my house. Through the wall, I reckon. And he saved me hanging around an old nasty commode. and save my soul. The same thing he had, he give to me. He said, go. Amen, go. It's time that we go. Amen. We've sat still too long in self-pity and cried. I can't do nothing. I ain't got no testimony. I can't sing. Still got an arm, ain't you? Give God a glory wave. Hallelujah. God's been good to us. And he said, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. Can I tell you today, there's the most enticing spirit in the world, in our world today, that I've ever seen. There's lustful, enticing things all over TV. There's nothing decent even to sit down and watch the news. Our news media is telling us, oh, enticing things. They just about got us believing if we'll get a shot, we'll live forever. If you'll get a shot, you can't catch this and you can't die. And then they say, but if you'll get one more, I think it'll protect you more. Amen. If you get one more, I believe it'll do it. Let's get forward. Let's get forward. And we believe that. Jesus said, the thief comes not but to kill, steal, and destroy. He said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So my life's going to get abundantly better. Abundantly better. Amen. Glory to God. I can't hardly wait for that new body. He said, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order in the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. What I want to get across today, what I would like to get across today, and this ain't popular doctrine, but it's the Word of God. These were church people. There sat a man called of God in prison, Paul, and he had great conflict for these people because that he could be beguiled. He said, don't let this happen to you. Don't let this happen to you. And I know we'll say, well, we don't have the idols like they had back in those days. We got more idols today than they've ever thought about having. We got more junk in our land today than we've ever thought about. And Paul was telling them, this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. And it's good to have an education. But let me tell you something. I've watched this thing. Y'all agree or disagree, I don't charge either way. But think about it. If you go to school, you learn what they teach you. Amen. Why I talk like I talk, that's how they talked up Low Gap School. They don't talk like that at North Surrey now. It's a little different. We learn some English. But I'm going to tell you, I believe from the bottom of my heart, if we ain't awful careful, we can get too big for our britches. Hello? I believe we can get so exalted. And I need a little education, I promise y'all on that. I'm a dummy, but I'm enjoying it. It's good. But we can decide we know it all to a point. And looked it up on the internet, and that sucker's a liar too. Yeah. I was in Asheville, and I looked up on Google trying to find a motel, and I ended up in a housing development on a dead-end street. Yeah. They say it was the operator, I bet. Probably was. But Satan will lie to us. He'll beguile us. He'll cheat us, he'll steal from us, he'll deceive us. There's hundreds of people, thousands of people sitting in church think they've been saved because the preacher told them it's all right. I heard the message at a youth revival in Allegheny County in Sparta. And a man died in jail, hung himself. The preacher come in and testified, I just got a call. So-and-so hung himself in jail, 26 years old. But he got saved when he was 10. In prison. He got in prison. He backed up on God. But he's in heaven. I dare say he didn't get in prison for singing in the church choir. Did they put you in for singing in the church choir? Not quite, was it, brother? Amen. Glory to God. And then hung himself. This life ain't mine to take. I felt that. This life ain't mine to take. Satan will deceive your mind and say, take your life and you'll skip all of this. You'll skip all these problems and these troubles. And our youngest today, honey, can't face the everyday walk of life because we're so spoiled. We're rotten. We can't face hardships. I told Johnny, I said, I got to praise God. I got to praise God for the tribulation and the trials, Terry, that comes to my house. And I told her, sitting right there in the bathroom, I said, Mama, I pray, glory to God, that I don't never backslide on God and let the people down that knows me. I prayed I don't never go back into that junk. I just prayed I don't never get out of church and let the people down that I've tried to preach to. Satan is out there just waiting to tell you, I knew Bill didn't have it. He talked a big show, but he didn't have it. Let me read on to you in the fifth verse. Though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order in the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You know, we need to thank God for all of our troubles and our tribulations. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. And philosophy is nothing but being wise or a calm, smooth talker. Hello? You know what a good salesman is? Good, smooth talker. You think his product? I've been a salesman too. I used to sell cookware. I sold cookware to people they said it couldn't be sold to. You know what? I had a fifth of liquor in my bag. You know what made me calm and good at that?
Yeah, tell it, Bill.
I serving the devil. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. You say, Bill, are you against education? No, absolutely I'm not against it. But what I'm saying is we can't handle. We get exalted. God can bless us preachers, and I have to beat Bill down every once in a while. About once a year, somebody brag on me. And I have to go beat Bill back down, get him back. We get exalted. Look what we've done. Honey, look where I was at when Jesus passed by. I would have been worse now if Jesus hadn't have passed by. And he said, beware, this is to watch, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the ruinments of the world, and not after Christ. So, ruinments of the world is just not developed. And I thought our churches is not church no more. To start with, I remember as a boy going, and they stayed all day. You'd have to take a rope, fetters, and chains to hold me here all day, I guess. Because we got places to go. We got people can't sit through a whole service. They got to go. We got people couldn't even come because they got to be there. Think about it. If the arms over yonder and the legs over yonder and the eyeballs over yonder and the nose up yonder, what kind of church we got? Christ ain't the head. Amen. We're separated. I'm hearing every amen today. I turned my hearing edge up. Amen. I appreciate every one of them. I quarrel about no amens and they tell me with my mouth open I can't hear them, but I like amens myself. Let me read on. Let me read what the Word of God says. My pages stuck together. My Bible's old as I am. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And ye are complete. Listen to this 10th verse. Ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power. in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who hath raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. What Paul is doing as he sat there in prison and tried to write this letter to the church was jump them off, to warn them about how Satan would beguile them, how Satan would come by with slick words and tell them if they just didn't go to church today, or if you go ahead and do this, you can take a little drink if you want to. It's all right if you run around on your spouse. It's all right if you cuss a little, if you do a little bit of this or do a little bit of that. And Paul, sitting in jail, knew that Satan would beguile them. Amen. Satan would take them down a road that would ruin them. He was talking to church people. This was a message to the Colossian church, but this is a message to Mount Vernon church this morning. This is a message to Bill. I need to beware that Satan is out there. He's setting a trap. He's lurking to take me down, to break me down, to discourage me, to stop me along the way. I've got a work. I know I've got a work that God said for me to do, to finish my work that God has given me here on earth. Then I can go to heaven, amen. I don't need to quit and retire till I get there. I need to praise God. I visited my old buddy there, two of them, a lady and a man, this week, one in Allegheny County. They can't come to church. That cancer has eat up, and it's just a little frail skin and bones. And as he reached up to hug my neck, he's a shorter fellow, but he was muscled up. And old big hands, and I thought just hanging on them little skinny arms. I need to be praising God today that God has allowed me to be in His house. God has allowed me to read His Word. God's allowed me to feel His presence. To see the smiling faces and hear the amens. What God has done for us, honey. We don't need to quit along the way. When I get in bed, I can't do no better, but I ain't in bed yet. Amen. I need to enjoy what God's given me. I need to be an example. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Glory be unto God. Let me switch over here. Let me read another. 2 Peter 2. 2 Peter 2, 13 and 14. And shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. I ain't going to read the whole chapter, but y'all can read up there and see what. He said, and shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to write in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceivings while they feast with you. So what he said, they'll come right in and sit down with you. Peter said this. Having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling. That's what I'm preaching on, beguiling. The deceivableness and the robbery of Satan, beguiling unstable souls. I believe this is people that have got in church and they've never really got rooted and grounded. Honey, and if Satan wouldn't mess with us if he didn't think he could steal us back, that he could stop our testimony, stop us from praising God, stop us from talking to people on the street, stop us from visitation, stop us from coming to church. Paul knew this thing. Peter knew this thing. From sin, beguiling unstable souls and heart, they have exercised with covetous practice cursed children. He said they sit right in amongst you, glory to God, and tell you, they testify of their goodness, honey, but they're still living in the world. Have you not seen that today? Amen. I've seen it. And then that other hypocrite sitting out yonder said, I ain't going to go to church with them because that hypocrite's there. The hell's going to be full of hypocrites. Hey. People said I am and I ain't. Our language deceives us. Glory to God. Let me read what Ezekiel says. Ezekiel 13 and 3 said, thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirits and have seen nothing. He said, woe to us prophets that follow our own spirit. So if this wasn't possible, Ezekiel wouldn't have warned us. He said, they prophesy and testify of all these things and they've seen nothing. They tell us peace and safety is going to come and it's right here. And they ain't seen nothing. They tell us we ain't going to see no trouble. We're going to see some trouble, church. I don't want to be one with the blood of yours, your blood on my hands. I want to clear my conscience. Give it what God has given me. And he said, in the 13th verse in the 2nd chapter of Colossians, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. You know, us Gentiles were dogs. The Bible teaches us. We couldn't come in. We couldn't sit in with Jews. We couldn't feast with them. Amen. And you know, today there's still some denominations that won't let you in. Amen. They're still right out there. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. I thought about his resurrection from the dead. His birth, they didn't nobody believe. But they couldn't do nothing with the resurrection from the dead. Amen. They couldn't do nothing about that when they looked and the tomb was empty and the old stone was rolled back. You know, even his disciples couldn't do nothing about it with the door shut and Jesus come right through the wall. The Spirit of God was there. He showed them glory to God. He said, I have fulfilled the law. I'm finishing up the law. Now it's Jesus Christ by grace, by faith through grace are you saved. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of holiday or in a new moon or in the Sabbath day, which are a shadow of things. Ooh, we heard some of this argued there on the seventh day of Adventism. Which are in a shadow of things to come, but the body of Christ. Listen to the 18th verse. Let no man beguile you of your reward. In a voluntary humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Neighbor, can I tell you something today? When some of these big revivals come through, when you get down and find some of these great evangelists that come through, when it gets down to the bottom line of it, you all have seen it happen, just like I have. We used to see the tent revivals come through. Maybe all of them ain't of God. And they're leading people down a road. I don't know how you all received the Holy Ghost, but I received it hanging around a commode. Some deals it different. And it ain't with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It's the evidence of how I walk. If you speak in tongues, praise the Lord. I ain't knocking it. But don't beat it down my throat. And I'm going to tell you, they would come through trying to show you some new thing. I'd like to jump you off with the same power of God that saved me. Amen. I don't want you to have to come up with some extra something. My God's grace is sufficient. It was enough to raise me up. It's enough to raise you up. I don't need no off-the-wall doctrine, amen. I just need the flat gospel of Jesus Christ. It's what raised me up off the altar. Amen. And eventually, day by day, hour by hour, when I'd serve God and search out something from God, He would feed me with it. And it just every now and then, God would send somebody by. I remember that old preacher that could look in my eyes, and I'm going to tell you what's the truth. I just want to draw up my seat. I'd like to come from 6 foot to about 2. Just draw up because he had the power of God about him. Us preachers need some power of God about him. Brother Andrews, especially when he goes back to Egypt, he goes back to those people. He needs some extra. He needs some more than he had when he left there. Amen. He needs more of the power of God on him to knock down the fears that's all around him. Mm. We need, in America, we need something to knock down the fears that's all around us. We're running in fear. We're scared to death to let God's glory shine in us. Afraid we'll offend somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I got some more here. Let's read it. I ain't got no notes. I just jotted down the scripture there that God laid on my heart. Galatians 1. Galatians 1, 6 through 9. I marvel. We've preached this. I know we've preached it. But we've sung Amazing Grace a time or two also. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. And the Bible said, this is Paul's writing, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Pervert means to change. It said there's some out there that wants to change your belief. There's some out there that wants to put you in a different group. How many of you, when you're first born, they wanted you in their church? Somebody else had labored and prayed for you and you got saved, and they wanted you in their church then. There used to be a little bunch out in Logan, the worst I ever seen. They thought they had the only church going, but they died too. They died too. They fell away too. Their daughters went astray also. But if you don't come here, you ain't got it. Do we know anybody like that? Do we? They just a whole lot. I'm going to tell you, you can go somewhere besides Mount Vernon and still have salvation. But bless God, if you're a member of Mount Vernon, you need to be here. We don't need an arm over yonder and an arm over yonder. I laid brick for years, and it'd be hard for a one-armed man to lay many bricks. You need both of them. You need every finger you got. Terry, you don't know how much you think of that finger till you mash it, do you? And that thing is so sore. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11 and 3. I'm about done. Stick with me, please. Here Paul's talked to the church at Colossians, and here he is in Corinth. Peter preached it to his people. He said, but I fear, 11 and 3 of 2 Corinthians, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, what am I preaching on? Subtlety, so your mind shall be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Think about the simplicity that is in Christ. In Genesis 3 and 13, Eve said, the serpent beguiled me. The serpent didn't all totally lie to her. Does anybody think that Eve wasn't a child of God? I believe she is a child of God. But through that eye gate, that apple looked so good. And the subtlety, you can read the third chapter of Genesis, more subtle than any of the beasts of the field, any of the animals of the field. And he said, you won't die. I said, you'll become as gods. You'll know good and evil. You know, the beast come to me at a real young age and said, if you'll drink this beer, you can fit in with them older boys. You're little and scrawny, but you can be tough. He told me there wasn't no fun in church. Same one that lied Eve.
Yep.
Threw his sly way. And he was so pretty, so outgoing, so smooth talking. Brother, ain't nothing like a real missionary. Ain't nothing like a real missionary. But everybody on the field ain't real missionaries. And everybody behind that pulpit ain't real preachers. Just like the prophets in Ezekiel. God never spoke to them. God never sent them. God never gave them anything. Everybody wants to do their own thing. Let me go to Romans, and I promise y'all I'll quit. Last chapter of Romans. The very thing that I think God wants me to get across to me and to us. Because we're saved, that don't set us free to do whatever we want to do. We're free from sin, and we don't have to partake of sin to survive. Little is much when God is in it. I had not one nickel in my pocket when I got saved. In 53 years, I've never been broke, so I praise God for what He's done for me. I praise Him. But it ain't about money. It's about what we got in our heart. The circumcision of Christ in our heart. The desire. There's nothing blessed me no more than having my family down in the woods around the old altar. To pray, and that don't mean nothing to some. I know it. But I'm glad I ain't some. It meant something to me. Terry, it meant something to me. Terry texted me, he said, remember Bill. Bill had his leg took off and it split back open, infection. Not doing good. And he said, remember, you know, I hope, I told you that last week I needed to go, and then I got a text from him. But could I go help a man that's cut a leg off, just lost his wife? Things really looking down. Infection. Could I? Could I maybe boost him just a little? I thought if I had 11 volts in my 12-volt battery, Brad, you know what I'm talking about, and just get one more in it, it'll crank. We need to crank. Another little fellow come around and told me, he said, I left my lights on, but I had a straight gear. And he said, I pushed mine off. I think my battery's all right. I just run it down. But my battery, y'all can believe it or not, was 9 years old. It don't happen. It's overblessed. So the battery in here is getting a little age on it. I need a boost now and then. Romans 16 in the 16th verse. Salute, and that means speak to, one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. That don't say one church, but it said the churches of Christ. That ain't the denomination of the church of Christ. But the churches of Christ salute you. Let's speak to them, honor them, don't beat them down. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their... No, 17th verse. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. I'm going to tell you, when they begin to come against the church, you don't need to go pet them back. Amen. The Bible said avoid them. It's what the Word of God says. And they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. If today I just said I'm done, church, never give you no reason or anything, and I walked out, I'm going to deceive the hearts of the simple. There's going to be people wondering. I know some of you don't like me, but I don't charge you for not liking me. Same price if you do like me. But think about that. We can't lift each other up. We're a respecter of person. We love this and a little more than that. We'll go the extra mile for one and beat another down. Hello? Y'all will get that when you get home. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speech deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf, but yet I would have you wise unto that which is good and simple concerning evil. What's he doing again? He's going back and telling the church to be careful. He said, I would have you wise for the simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Amen. I could go on and on. But honey, that's good enough. We the churches have been beguiled by Satan. Nobody I've talked to in the last year and a half is their church where it used to be. Mary said 10, 12 years ago when they came up here, the church was shouting the house down. I remember they met us down at Horn Creek when the choir was going down there and singing. But is the excitement in our, or have we been beguiled by Satan? Have I been discouraged by Satan? Been here all these years and I just get discouraged because there ain't nothing happening. I'm going to see another soul saved. Well, it could be today. It could be today. If we that have been deceived by Satan, as Eve was, it cost Eve. It cost Adam. Matter of fact, it cost me and you. All of these years, it's cost us. And sin has come upon us. If you will, stand to your feet, but you will get us a song. Paul said there concerning evil. He said, I want to tell you concerning evil, not be caught away.